Jack, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I got some sunshine behind me. Spring has sprung around here. Want to remind everybody we're getting out on our crab cake tour. We will be at State Fair this week and then moving into next week, some surprise locations down the line. I'm lining them up. Let me see if I get this right. June 11th, we'll be with Mayor Brandon Scott doing a Coco's visit. On the 18th, we are doing a Dutch Rupert's Burger at Pizza John's. And then at some point in July, I don't have the date right, we're going to be at Pappas with Johnny O. Leonard Raskin joins us now. He is the Pappas guy around here. You know, all due respect to our friends at Fadley's and Costas. I got to get the Costas this week, too. I had crabs there last week. But how are you? Crab Cake Tour is underway. Cicadas are out. People are talking about eating Chesapeake Bay seasoning on cicadas and whatnot. I know you and I would never do a thing like that. But how you doing, man? You got Caps fever?
Doing great. Doing great. First round of playoffs are running. Caps, good first game. Not so good third period, last 2 minutes of the second game. But, hey, it's the playoffs. It's the greatest time in the sports season, I think, for just the most intense campaign. The run to the cup is thrilling. And, man, these teams are coming out hard. You know, this was a weird season in the NHL because they had you played all your games against your own division. So each of these teams played each other 7 times or 8 times during the regular season. Now they're going best of 7 series for the next round. The first 2 rounds are against your division. So, man, they just ramped it up, and these guys don't like each other already. And they suddenly just went at it. It has been tough. It's been good hitting. It's been great goaltending. It's been good scoring. Lots of good hockey on if you're a fan, man. This is the time of season to watch this stuff. It's great.
Leonard, this wouldn't shock you, but I had some leftover Pizza John's in the fridge, right, this week, right? And by the way, before I even get to that, I did not iron the shirt, and I almost wore the other shirt, but, like, we're going to look like nerds on the webcast the week we're both wearing the same exact shirt. So I want to make
sure.
There
you go.
This is the really nice one you gave me that should be.
Does it
look ironed? It's not.
No, it looks great. Looks great.
Man,
looks great. What's better than that?
This camera does amazing things with it.
It's ironed
my shirt. It's perfect.
It's ironed
your shirt. I promise you, in the real world, it's not ironed. But
it's cut your hair. It's ironed the shirt. Cut your hair. It's done all kinds of things.
So the other night, I got pizza in the oven. A couple slices. My wife's not here, and I did something I've never done before. I got a whole pizza. And I got half of it veggie and half meat. I've never had it either way. I've never had a slice of meat from Pizza John's. It has a little smokiness to it. I never had a slice of veggie. My kid and his wife are like, my God, it's the best. So I have half and half a pizza I've never had. So I heated up and I put the telly on. And I'm like, baseball, Orioles are losing 5-0 in the first inning. You know, Harvey's out, whatever. I'm like, all right, some hockey. And there it is. Islanders, Penguins.
And I'm like, beautiful.
All right. Well, you know, I'm like, I can get behind this. I mean, I'm an Islanders fan because of the coach, right? So I'm not an Islanders fan, but I am now. I am for a while. I am for this 5-year
period. Yep.
And they're playing the Penguins, and it's like, oh man, I can get up with that. You know, I mean, I can hate on them anytime. By the
way,
their jerseys look, I almost tweeted this, but I didn't want to put it out there. Good. You know what I mean? I'll say it on the internet. Like, they look like they belong. They look like the jerseys that Mario Lemieux wore. You know what I mean? Like,
throwbacks.
Like, it looked like the Penguins that I wanted to hate at the Capitol Center. I
all
wanted to go
reason to hate
them for Larry Murray. You know, I wanted to do all that stuff, old school. And I thought I could get into this. And to your point, wasn't 2 seconds. There was a breakaway, bad play and everybody's fighting. Referees are between everybody. And I'm like, it's game 2, man. You know, but then to your point, no, it's game 10 is what it is.
It's game 10. They've been battling all season and now they're fighting for the cup. And when you ramp it up for the cup, it gets intense. The Caps, you know, their big issue right now, although it hasn't reared its head too badly, is goaltending. Their young rookie starter got hurt in the first 5 minutes of the first game. And now we got Craig Anderson, who's, I think he's like 140.
He played in Winnipeg, I think, before they lost the franchise.
Yeah. He's been around a long, long time.
Was he a Hartford Whaler?
I'm not really sure, but he's been around a long time. And he's played well. He's played well. To his credit, he's played really well. But, man, they got to step up the defense in front of them, and they're playing a tough team. You know, Boston's got their number some and that top line. They're fast, they're strong. So it's going to be a tough series. They're split going back to Boston. You know, it could be worse. They could be down two at home, going on the road down two, which others are right now. You know, Tampa Bay took two from Florida, so it could be worse.
Let it Raskin is here. Raskin Global is the way to get it done. If you are investing money, thinking money, you maybe come into some money, don't know how to manage it and what to do with it, that's what they do all day long over at Raskin Global. I want to ask you this week, because it was a little weird. My wife's been away. She hits me. She's like, hey, it's tax day. I'm like, yeah, it's not April 15th, right? It's tax day.
And May 17th.
This thing snuck up on some people this year and some weirdness. Can you run me through what happens to someone like my wife and I if we didn't file our taxes online? Like, just run me through what happens. That, and I'm sure in your life, you've met this person before that comes on
April
28th and says, Leonard, I made a boo-boo. And then you have to clean this up, right?
Yeah, the worst thing you can do is not file. So there's three steps of what the IRS looks for. They look for the tax return, they look for an extension, and they look for the taxes due. So if you owe tax, you are legally allowed, whether it's April 15th or this year, May 17th, you are legally allowed to file an extension. This is literally a one-page form that says, I'm not going to file my taxes today. I'm going to send you this form, and with it, I'm going to pay any tax that I might owe, that I think I'm going to owe, and I'll square up with you come October. That's all you got to do. One page. If you file that one page and pay what you think you owe.
What if you file it today?
Bad news. You're late. You're late. You could be assessed a massive penalty for failing to file. The government doesn't like when you don't do what you're supposed to do on time. And so this form is one page, a one-page form that says, I want to extend my filing. And if you don't, the IRS clamps down on you. You get fined, you get penalties, you get interest on your tax that's owed. It's really nasty. So you just file the one page and you say, I want to extend. That gives you till October to do the actual tax return, get it completed, send it in, square up the tax bill, and pay your taxes. And with that, you send in your check or your electronic deposit that says, I'm ready to pay. This is my bill. This is what I owe. $5,000, $2,000, $100,000, whatever it is. You send that in. And as long as you send in the extension and the tax or the return and the tax, you're good. You're good. If you don't, then they start hitting you with hefty interest penalties, failure to file penalties. And the last creditor you want is the federal government. You don't want the IRS coming at you. They lien your house. They put a lien on your assets. They take bank accounts. No creditors can attach IRAs, 401ks, except the IRS. The federal government, you don't pay. They can take anything you have to be made whole. So they're not a creditor you want. They're not a creditor you want to have to deal with. You don't want liens, judgments. File the paper. If you file it a few days late, you may escape. Right now, I will tell you they are ridiculously busy. I wouldn't say file late, but it's better to file as soon as possible if you didn't file on time.
Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global, always with sound financial advice. You can find his sound financial advice at RaskinGlobal.com. And, of course, at Baltimore Positive, we get together here each week and chat about sometimes hockey and sometimes money and sometimes I want to ask you, I don't think I've ever said this to you before, but you know, when I was younger, my dad used to go out to a man that did his taxes out in Hamilton. It's right up from the bank, you know, up the street. He had a house up there. They were old friends. He played piano in my grandfather's band that my grandfather played the bugle at the track back in the 60s. So he was an old guy. We went up, he smoked, chain smoked cigarettes. I mean, the ceiling was yellow with, you know, I'm sure he died of lung cancer at some point. He was a wonderful man, but you know, so when I was young, you know, 18, 19, 20, I was working at the paper. I'd make my trip out there, hold my nose, say, I got to go get a sub down the street. I'll be back. So I would do all that. And then, you know, you become more of an adult and you file and you have someone or whatever. Do you still see people that try to do their own taxes? Like, and think that they can do, like, I'm 52. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years represent myself legally, right? I wouldn't fix my own plumbing, which is why I have Liberty Pure. You know, like there are experts in all of this. And I think that's true about finance. And it's an open door for you to talk about what a fool you are if you're investing your own money to a large degree when you don't know what you're doing. But I would say the tax thing is the greatest example of like the number one obligation other than dying, right, that we have every year as citizens of this country, whether we like Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump, like Joe Biden, don't like, it doesn't matter, right? Like, it's the obligation we all have. And I think, universally, so few of us, and I'll throw myself in the idiot side, really understand it. You know, the filing system, where it goes, what happens if we do something wrong, what jail we go to, how they, you know, like, and I know I don't want to know, and I'm 52, and it's because I've had good people around me, you know, counting my beans and making sure I have, you know, the ethics to go along with all that. But there is a lot of trepidation around it, right? Like, it's almost like when you're 2/3 a little bit, you think, well, it'll get better, and it does not get better.
Right. Well, you know, there's two things. Think about this. The colors of our country, right? The colors of our country, red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue. We're all about it. Okay, so we're all about the red, white, and blue. And then what happens? You're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, behind the flashing lights. And what color are they? And what happens? When you see them, you go into panic mode. It freaks you out. It's like, oh my God, I'm getting pulled over. I'm getting a ticket. The red, white, and blue is no longer good colors. It's now bad colors. Why do I bring that up? You get the mail every day. You get bills, you get checks, you get all kinds of things in the mail. What's the one worst thing you can get in the mail? You open up your mailbox and there's a letter and the return address says Internal Revenue Service. And people go into freak out mode, total freak out mode when a letter comes from the
IRS.
It's
like a snake came in the mailbox.
It's like something bit you and it's the worst. And it could be just a letter telling you they got your return. It could be a letter saying, your zip code was off by a digit. Did we get it right? Whatever it is, it's just unbelievable. The fear until you open that letter and read it of what it says. And most people aren't prepared to deal with that. And so they're not prepared to deal with their taxes. Now, I will tell you, a lot of people, W-2 employee, simple tax return, you own a house, you have some interest or dividends. These programs, Tax Act, TurboTax, H&R Block Online, those kind of things, they have made it incredibly easy for you to do your own taxes in that scenario. But beyond that, if you own a business, if you have investments, if you have investment property, and you're doing it yourself, you're making a big mistake. There's no question.
Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global, RaskinGlobal.com. We usually talk a little sports, a little money, a little life, sometimes some politics, sometimes some local issues. Give me a little outline on the economy here and thoughts of when somebody comes to you, if we're having a coffee over Royal Farms, and I say to you, you know, give me a little outlook on the next 90 days, 120 days, 180 days. And, you know, politically or not politically, as far as where this thing's going with vaccines, with jobs, right? And that part of the economy coming back. And then more than that, just people going out and spending money or feeling confidently about that, that whatever the new normal is, and that means kids in school, no 50% this, 25%. I mean, like literally normal. Football in Vegas on September 13th, right? Like normal. Yeah. Between here and there, what happens as you see it to the economy here? Because I think the market's gone such gangbusters that, I mean, there's almost overconfidence, right? Like I'm selling my condo, please come get it. But there's like a lot of confidence going on right now in this country.
There is. There's people that believe that the new normal is going to look more like the old normal. We're going to get back to normal. So the good news is, as you said, people are getting shot. They're getting their arms jabbed. They're feeling good about going out. The CDC has said with two vaccines, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. So people are getting bold. They're going to restaurants. They're taking vacations, starting to travel. Saw a story last week. I don't remember where I saw it, what news it was, but they were talking about RVs. And you can't get one. You can't buy a new RV. There's a 6 to 8 week backlog to get one. There's a 3 month to 4 month backlog. If you want to buy one, you can't rent one. The national parks are overwrought. You got to have reservations to get into the national parks. They're so crowded. People are getting back to getting back. And that's a great thing as far as spending money. People got their stimulus checks. They got 1, 2, 3 stimulus checks. And if you have kids, you got a bunch of money. And what did you do with it? You couldn't do anything with it because everything was closed. So now you got thousands of dollars sitting in the bank. You're ready to go spend it. You're ready to buy stuff. But a lot of people aren't ready to buy stuff. They're ready to buy experience. They're ready to go to Disney World. They're ready to go to the beach. They're ready to go out to dinner.
It's funny you'd say that. My son and I had, you know, like a really long chat the other night on the phone, whatever. He doesn't like Zooming. And we haven't been in a room together so much except outdoors. And he said to me, we just want to go do stuff. We want to go see the world. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I've seen the world, so I'm not in as much of a hurry because I don't want to show up in Paris when everybody's got a mask. You know, like I don't want to spend money right now on less than ideal experiences. And
I'm
flat out. I don't know that I want to go out to Frederick and sit my ass on the hood of a car and watch a concert at a drive-in. You know,
I get it, but people want to. People want to get out there. They want to hug. They want to feel close to people. They want to go to these restaurants. You know, your crab cake tour is right on time.
Well, but the food still tastes good. That's a full experience to me.
Food is great. People want to get out to the restaurants. They want to go to the movies. They want to get to a concert. We've had a year of not doing any of that. And people are ready to get out and do that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, they're going to spend money on stuff, but they're going to spend money on experience. And that's great. And this economy is roaring back already. We've got a government throwing money at it, which is going to cause, I believe, some pretty significant inflation. Some people think it's, quote unquote, this new transitory word. It's temporary. It's short term. It's not long lived. Don't worry about it. I always worry when prices are going up at 6% on basic things and lumber prices are up 600% and gas prices are up 50%. You know, I just came back from the beach. I had to stop and get some gas. Good news is the stations actually had it.
Don't blame Royal Farms. Don't blame them for the gas prices.
No, it's not their fault that the prices are high, but $3 a gallon, just few short months ago, November, December, it was $2.10. It's now $3, $3.10. So we're up 50% the price of gas. Again, I don't want to talk politics, and it doesn't matter who you like, but when the president announces that nobody under 400,000 of income is going to see an increase in their taxes. Inflation is the most insidious tax we have because you don't notice it. It's not direct out of your paycheck. But when the price of gas is up 50%, the price of groceries is up 10%, price of a house is up 25% and you're a buyer, interest rates start to move up on car loans and mortgages. That's a tax. And it doesn't matter what you call it. It's called inflation. It is a tax on your purchasing power. It erodes your wealth. That is a tax, and that is being caused right now by money being thrown at the consumer and the dollar being worth less. And when the dollar is worth less, that's a cost. That's inflation. That takes away wealth. So we don't like it, but people have the money to spend. They've been given this money, and they're going to go out and spend it. And so that's what they should do. You know, save some. Absolutely save some. It was free money. Put half of it away, but spend the other half. Get out there, and this economy is going to boom. The second half of this year, I think, is going to be really huge because people have that pent-up demand to get out and do things and buy things, and they're ready to go. Shots in the arms, and the governor saying, you don't have to wear a mask, and you can... I saw what AFRAM is going on. Artscape's not, but AFRAM is. People are going to get out there. They're going to want to see bands. They're going to want to see... people, they're going to want to get out there and do this stuff.
I have my friend Toby coming on from the Mann Music Theater in Philly. My dear, dear friend Gene Parker has committed to come on and talk cicadas at Merriweather Post Pavilion with me. So, believe me, I've got the glass iced down right now and the beer. You know, I just need to be the beer meet the glass at the right time. I'm fully vaccinated in 48 hours. So, I'm, be 2 weeks out on my shot. So, I'm feeling. Leonard Raskin is here. We're talking about some American freedoms here this summer. I forgot that when we got together before the Ravens schedule wasn't out yet, I haven't even, I should have began with Vegas with you, but it feels so last week. People are asking me what I'm doing in Vegas. Here's what I learned, and this will play into your inflation. Vegas is not going to be cheap, Leonard. And I looked at forget the tickets, because it's the opening night of the stadium and whatever the distancing is it's going to be a $300-$500 ticket because they're opening their stadium for a worldwide brand in Las Vegas. So that was really not a good thing for Ravens fans to sneak out there, right? What you really wanted was a week 9 game on a Thursday night, you know, or whatever, but we didn't get that. So I don't know who's going or who's not going, but like I called out there to throw parties, and I swear to you, Leonard, I swear to you, every single place says, you want my place that weekend? Like my place is going to be full. I don't need Ravens fans. I've got Raiders fans. I've got girls. I've got strippers. I've got bachelorette parties. I've got dudes with cigars. We've got conventions. They literally say to me,
no, thanks.
We don't need you. We don't need a Raven party here. And I'm like, I can't find a place. And then when I find the place, and this is really the rub, this is when we go see to see you and I, because I've talked to a couple of my friends about this. I'm like, all right, I've got a party in Vegas. What time is it? Well, what are you doing? Well, let's see. You're gambling, swimming, golfing, drinking, eating, touristing, gambling, sleeping, drinking, I don't know how anyone's going to corral anybody to do anything in Las Vegas and say, meet me here at this time. Nobody's going to watch in Las Vegas, man.
Yep. I think you're right. The casinos, the clubs, the bands, the bars. I mean, the town is built for tourism, clearly. And people are just going to go wild and go crazy. But I think you're right. The ticket price, I can't even imagine how high it's going to be. I don't know what's their capacity. Have they talked about?
It's going to be in the 70s, but I mean, it's vague. It's going to be Wild West. I mean, it's a pretty independent state, as you well know. But like,
they shut everything down. Vegas shut everything down pretty hard. So I don't know.
But I think they've opened up pretty well, though.
I'm not sure that they're back in, but I think they will be in September. I think, you know, suddenly everyone's gotten the CDC new juice. And I don't know what it might be, the football season, but I think September 1st or August 1st or so, there's some magic date where magically 100% capacity is going to be acceptable again in a lot of these places. And I think it's college football and the NFL. I know my son, we've talked about him, the Ohio State University, the governor there has lifted the outdoor mask mandate. And I get emails from the university every week about what's going on. And one of the things that comes out every week that they know everybody's waiting to hear is capacity at the shoe for the football. And they're talking about full, open, 100,000 people watching football beginning of the season. Yeah, they haven't said it quite yet, but that's what they're shooting for. And last year, there wasn't a person in the stands except team family for any game. So I'm with you. Something magic is going to flip that switch and boom. Capacity is going to be there. And that's going to be an expensive ticket. As you said, opening, what is it? Is it Allegiant? Is it
Allegiant Stadium? Yes.
Yeah. That's an airline out there. It's an airline travel company. So hopefully for them, they don't get the PSI net curse.
Leonard Raskin here talking all things business from Raskin Global. Tell everybody what you do before we get out of here and how they can find you, because this is at the end of the pandemic, people are shifting all sorts of things around legally, financially, spiritually. I've got my condo up for sale. Things are moving at this point. Right. And if people find themselves in a position with some money and they don't really know what to do with it. Right.
Yeah. Well, you talked about doing your own taxes. We talk about doing your own money. You know, most people don't understand that protecting your wealth and investing your wealth is a scientific process. This is not just, I'm going to buy some insurance, I'm going to put my money in some investments, and I'm not going to worry about it. There is math, science, academic rigor as to how you do these things, and there is a right and wrong answer. Now, often when it comes to money, we know this without question, emotions are involved heavily in what you choose to do. But there is a science and there is a right answer financially that can determine what is in your best interest long-term financially to do. And we have spent 30 plus years in the business of studying the economics, understanding financial institutions, and knowing how your money works. And what we do is we teach our clients how to understand what the financial institutions don't want them to understand, and how to do the right things with their money. Now, you may choose not to do the right thing because you have emotions involved. We are not robots. We are not Mr. Spock. We're not Commander Data. We have emotions involved with our money, and that causes us to make some decisions that aren't necessarily in our best financial interest, and that's okay. But you deserve to know what is in your financial best interest, and most people don't know. People spend more time, we're talking about events and spending money, people spend more time planning a vacation for this year than they do planning their financial future. And everybody has money, and everybody needs to know what to do with money. And that's what we're about, helping people create their American dream, know what to do with their money, understand there's a right and a wrong, and making great decisions about one of the most important things in your life.
So you can go on vacation next year and the year after.
So you can go on vacation forever. Yeah, I was with a woman, a widow, just the other day, and she said to me, I've never felt like I had enough money to pay all my bills, to be comfortable. She said, I know I do, but it's hard to believe. And it feels good, but it's still hard to believe. And she said, it's good that you take care of it. And then I know every month the paycheck's coming, the assets are there, I can help my kids, I can do the things I need to do. What's better than that?
Nothing. That's freedom. Right?
Nothing. It's freedom. And it frees up your mind and your heart to think about other things. She wants to take her kids on a vacation. She wants to be able to help her grandkids with college. She knows she can do that. What a great, great feeling of not being a burden and not having to worry about what's happening with your money.
Leonard Raskin joining us here at Raskin Global. Find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Find him at BaltimorePositive.com as well. Or probably find him anywhere that the hockey game's on this week. Always good to have you on, Leonard.
Pleasure.
We are WNST.net, AM 1570. I want to welcome our newest sponsor in at the Chaucer. I got a Chaucer a cup here. Get on over and see Brian, man. I grabbed some wings there last week. I had some of that chicken tinga, delicious lettuce wraps. They're always switching the beer up. And the best view in the city from high atop Highland Avenue. So we call it a Highland Town, Upper Canton. My friend Brian and our friends over at the Chaucer. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore. Positive.